Proclamation number 3686, dated the February 14th, 1946. Serious scrutiny and will for truth. All information must be scrutinized first before a person accepts it as absolute spiritual truth, that is, before it becomes his possession. And the sincere will to possess the truth must form the basis of this scrutiny. Consequently, he must turn to me, the eternal truth itself, and appeal to me for enlightenment of his spirit, for turning his thoughts in the right direction and providing him with the intellectual capacity to comprehend and form an opinion. And he will truly not be led astray by me if he desires the truth. You must remember that it is always and forever my goal to guide my living creations into truth, and that the human being can be certain of receiving the truth providing his will strives for it. I only need his will in order to convey the truth to him. However, where this will is not sincere, where it is merely replaced by words and thus his desire for truth is not recognizable by me, as I am even able to look into the furthermost corners of his heart, the human being will hardly be able to carry out a serious examination and therefore not possess the complete truth from me. All spiritual information is available to him. He does not defend himself against misguided teachings, but neither does he recognize the truth as such. He allows himself to be pushed into a traditional school of thought without actively investigating its value. Nevertheless, one day he will have to justify himself for his thoughts and intentions because he failed to use his gift of intellect and thereby prevented his own spiritual ascent. Nor will he be able to use his conscientious observance of the rules given to him as an excuse, because the right relationship with the Eternal Father makes every person also realize his task on earth. And once the human being has established this right relationship with me, he will consider me and my will more important than the laws he was given by those whom he regards as my representatives on earth. And he will give greater credence to my words, because I influence the thoughts of those who want to be my true children in order to lead them into truth. I only require the human being's sincere will. If it is inclined towards me, then the human being will soon feel as my child and will willingly accept every gift from the Father's hand with gratitude. He will rather accept what he receives from me myself than from those who call themselves my representatives on earth. For the heart of a true child will always tend towards the Father's heart. It will take the direct path and won't try to attain the Father's love and kindness in a roundabout way. And I will also always cross its path so that it will be able to find me with ease. And what better gift could I possibly offer more gladly to my child than the purest truth? Those of you who have not yet established direct contact with me, who still adhere to external formalities too firmly and don't want to relinquish them, should bear in mind that I am not to be found in the external shell, but that I want to be recognized within yourselves in order to then be present for you at all times. Engage your intellect and form a mental opinion about the information you receive from external sources, and call upon me for assistance. And I will help you to recognize what is right and true and liberate you from error. For only the pure truth will lead you to me, only the pure truth will gain you eternal life. And therefore you should diligently endeavor to know the truth if you want to become blissfully happy. Amen.